I'm going to read you a statistic before we get into our guest here. And this statistic is kind of mind-blowing. The statistic comes from our guest. According to the most recent nonprofit employment report by John Hopkins Center for Civil Society Studies, that's a very fancy thing, the nonprofit sector is the third largest generator of payroll income in the United States. That's incredible. Brad McMillan is at Bradley University, and it has been way too long, Bradley, since we have talked to you.
Absolutely. Good morning, Greg and Dan. Good to be with you, even if it's over the phone.
That's okay, man. Coordinator now of the Masters in Nonprofit Leadership Program, NLP, at BU, starting this coming fall. Tell us what's going to be available to people.
Yeah, you know, the Masters in Nonprofit Leadership Program had been in existence at Bradley for 29 years, but in the fall, we're going to move transition to completely online, which is going to be very convenient for graduate students to be able to take the program. Our eyes were kind of open during the pandemic, and we realized that especially for graduate students, many of whom work full-time, have families, the online option is something that they really like a lot.
Yeah, it is an opportunity. Let's say you're already an executive or somebody working their way up in the nonprofit world. You want to get that master's, and yeah, you look at the schedule and go, I can't do this. I can't figure it out. Doing it at home solves so many problems.
Yeah, it really does. So not last fall, but the fall before, they gave Bradley professors and students option of either being in person or virtual, and I chose to be in person. Second week in class, I'm standing in the classroom by myself, and all 15 of my students are in their comfy clothes, back at home, participating in the class.
Yeah.
So I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but you know, we figured that this is the option that the graduate students in particular prefer.
What is different in the nonprofit world as opposed to the private world?
Yeah, a number of years ago, you know, there was a very popular book in the business sector called Good to Great. And those authors, after they wrote that book, realized that they needed to do a sequel. And the sequel was Good to Great in the Social Sector, because there really are different leadership skills necessary in the nonprofit world compared to the business sector. You know, for example, grant writing, fundraising, and knowing how to lead a board of directors that are mostly volunteers. You know, a lot of nonprofits rely heavily on volunteers for the work that they do in the community. And, you know, Greg, you started off with that statistic from John Hopkins, but think about it. If you add up OSF Healthcare, which is a nonprofit, Unity Point, which is a nonprofit, Bradley University, which is a nonprofit, all of the social service nonprofits like Easter Seals, Red Cross, on down the line, I would argue that it may be the largest workforce in the Tri-County area, and so it does, the nonprofit sector reaches far and wide.
And on top of all of that, if you just looked at it from raw numbers and employment and income as the John Hopkins people did, the part that we haven't even discussed yet is all of those folks are doing good things. That's the other part. We need them to provide all those services so that our community is better and that people get help and people can thrive in our community. So why not get that master's program? What do you want people to know about how to sign up, Brad? We only got a couple minutes left here, but how do we pursue more information about this master's online program?
Yeah, so they can just email me at bmcmillan, M-C-M-I-L-L-A-N, at bradley.edu. Or they can give me a call on my cell, 256-7222. And one final point I want to make.
Yes.
If you work if you work full-time in the nonprofit sector, you can receive a 30% tuition reduction.
Wow.
So the program is very affordable, and what it results in is promotions either within the nonprofit organization that you're working at, or you can go to another nonprofit for a higher level leadership position.
Absolutely.